WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Oh, what a night, what a night, what a night. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show live here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey at Instagram.com/MBG1211 and Gerwick.net. Before I introduce Lindsay Ward, who's here with me, I'm Sorakin. The quote at 8:53 p.m. Just put me down for the loss now. As I introduce Lindsay Ward of Team Fluffy, who's going to say what?
Points! I'm sorry! It's... You know what? Because we're just going to talk about it right now. It's like, it's a Raw match. And we should know better with these two, but it's like, it's Sasha versus Charlotte, Dana's there, and you figure the obvious thing is that, like, Dana is somehow going to interfere and cost Sasha the match. Right? Because, you know, that's how they've been playing this.
But Bayley took out Dana.
But Bayley took out Dana, and then it's like, oh, this is one-on-one. Oh. And we all know Sasha can get a whooping up on Charlotte when she wants to one-on-one. And that's when, like, things change. But no, it's like, I love Sasha, but they're going to the cell with this. They are.
Let's be real. We're going into the Hell in a Cell.
The rematch is going to get booked for Hell in a Cell. It's going to be Charlotte and Sasha probably in the cell, which I am 100% for. Please do the thing, WWE. Do the damn thing. And so it's like for this, it's, oh, you know, Dana interferes or Bayley interferes or both interfere and the match gets thrown out. And so Foley books the match for the rematch to be in Hell in a Cell to keep everybody out. And then that's where Sasha gets her win, is at the pay-per-view.
Then they aired a video package before the match. And I told Lindsay, you sure that I have to put it down for a loss? And she's like, yeah, you can put it down for a loss. No. Oh, no. Video package sealed it. I at that moment, I was like, they're doing a title change. They built this up as a pay-per-view style main event. They did a title change.
Yeah, it's like the girls are in the main event. They did the awesome video package, and it's like you don't want to believe that they're actually going to do the thing, but they did the thing, and I'm so happy. Plus, Sasha and Charlotte, main event, Monday Night Raw. How awesome is that?
It was amazing. They had a hell of a match. Before we get into the match, really quick, we had Sasha and Bayley backstage at one point. We had Charlotte and Charlotte talking down to Bayley, and then Dana started trying to talk down to Bayley, and then Bayley just sort of tossed Dana into the cart things that they carry all the sound equipment in or whatever. And that's how Dana got taken out. So they built this up nice. They pointed out that Charlotte is 12-0 in title defenses on pay-per-view, but 0-1 on Raw.
Thanks, Sasha.
Thanks to Sasha. Now 0-2.
Yep.
Now 0-2. Charlotte taps out to the bank statement clean in the middle. But we gotta back up really quick. and talk about the match, how awesome the match was. They tore the house down in Los Angeles. They got the crowd buying it every near fall possible. And then there was this moment. Sasha gets dumped to the outside, and Charlotte just looks at the ring post. And she goes to the ring apron and starts climbing up the top rope. And we're both going, Charlotte, no. No, no, Charlotte, no.
Charlotte, stop. Charlotte, no.
So, because in my head, it's like, she's just doing the standard backflip moonsault. Oh, no. Oh, no. She decided to do a corkscrew moonsault onto Sasha Banks on the outside from the top rope.
Sick! It was so sick.
Yeah. Elements brings up the Hurricanrana into the Banks table. It was great. Yes, it was. Fantastic. This whole match was really, really good.
They proved tonight the women belong in the main event. Whether it's Raw, whether it's pay-per-view, whether it's SmackDown, the women belong in the main event.
Not just a special thing, as a thing.
As a thing. And it's so cheering to me to see that.
The crowd was into it. It was very exciting. And Charlotte is no longer the champion. And Sasha Banks is the two-time women's champion.
That's awesome.
It's awesome. It's on Raw. I figured, okay, Charlotte, what should we talk about? We figured Charlotte would retain here and you take it to the cell and you go from there. Oh, no, no, no. Sasha got her big win again on Monday Night Raw. Speaking of women, we should touch on this before we go into some matches. We had a teaser video for Emma. Emelina, the makeover of Emma to Emelina.
Okay, what the hell? Legit, what the hell? You're sitting there looking at the video package, and it's like, for all the strides that they've made with the women's division, it looks like they're trying to make Emma into what the Divas were. Why are we doing this? Why is this a thing? It's like, Emma's heel character was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
She never even really got a chance to get it over because she got hurt.
LeMans brings up, so this is the Raw version of Eva Marie? I said that.
We don't need a Raw version of Eva Marie. It's like, Emma goes back to NXT, she reinvents herself into what she was, she comes up with actually a really good character for her. She and Dana were really good together. It's like, you could have Dana leave Charlotte for Emma, and you could have Dana and Charlotte, or Dana and Emma be a team together, but you're doing Emelina instead? Like, what is even that name? Emelina. What is that?
It's a thing.
It's a horrible thing.
Yeah. So, switching over to purple, TJ Perkins lost to Brian Kendrick in a non-title match, setting up probably a rematch at Hell in a Cell for the title.
Perkins, I'm okay with this.
Perkins tapped out to the captain's hook. And in other purple action, we had Tony Nese and Rich Swann, which saw Tony Nese beat Rich Swann.
It was a good match. It was a solid match.
It was a solid match, yeah.
I feel really bad for the ring crew because they have to keep changing the ropes.
They're going to be miserable in about a week or two. It's getting ridiculous.
If they're not already.
Yeah. So in other squash action, Braun Strowman beat Chase Silver. That was a thing.
Don't taunt Braun. Just take it.
Braun wants better competition, by the way. He wants better competition.
Don't give him Luke Harper.
I swear, I thought Luke was going to show up and confront him.
No. Just no.
So, Sheamus and Cesaro have now been forced to drive together, and Sheamus was driving, made everyone late, but Sheamus blamed Cesaro for being late because they had to stop and get a salad. They bicker a lot throughout the night. Foley wanted them to drive together because he's sticking his neck out in line because they're having a ratings war, and yeah, that's a thing. They also beat two dudes.
They did.
Cesaro leaped off the back of Sheamus into a DDT on an opponent.
Team Baldy McAwesome Hawk wins.
Sami Zayn beat Titus O'Neil. The only impressive thing was the corner T-bone by Sami Zayn.
Yay, Sammy! Go, Sammy! Woo! Although every time he does his little punch in the air, I get worried. I'm like, don't throw out your shoulder! Don't do it! You can't be gone for 8 months. We need you.
Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson continue to dominate. Run roughshod over the tag team division by beating R-Truth and Goldust. Let's not count the 17,000 losses to the New Day. We don't count them. But they're running roughshod over the tag division, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't buy that when you just had them lose to New Day last week. Clean. That's the thing. Like, they're supposed to be the most dominant guys, but they can't even beat the tag team champions. I understand there's three of them, but they should be able to overcome the tag team champions if they're that good, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one. We're all open with Roman Reigns coming out. And he said he's the first member of his bloodline to win the U.S. title. Lana interrupted. Lana claimed Rusev didn't know where she was. Reigns said, you know, that's silly because there's TVs everywhere. Lana said Rusev was challenging him to a U.S. title rematch. She said Reigns has no respect for her or her husband and tried to destroy her wedding celebrations. He was smiling. She went, "Wipe that smile off your face, you stupid boy."
Go, Lana! Get him!
Reigns told her to relax, go backstage, and deliver your husband his Bulgarian bulge and tell him to come out here and say it to my face.
Wow.
Lana told him to shut up and go to hell. Go to hell, she kept repeating. Rusev eventually showed up. They brawled. They fought everywhere. Rusev dumped Sheamus over into the crowd. Rusev picked up the U.S. title. He left. Then out of nowhere, on top of the stage, Roman hits a Superman punch on Rusev, takes his title back, looks down at Rusev, and says, if Lana wants us to go to hell, then he's taking them both there. As the match, the rematch, will be inside Hell in a Cell. Kind of figured that was where they were going.
I'm a little disappointed this is going into Hell in a Cell.
It's the only other match that can, really, honestly.
It's the only, well, I don't know, you could possibly get Owens and Rollins to sell, you have enough time to.
But you don't want it, Seth Rollins is very fragile. Do you really want him in the cell?
No.
Okay, then. But the way they've been booking this feud, the out-of-control nature of it, the matches, this one makes sense putting it in the cell. At least to me.
It makes sense, but it doesn't mean I want to see it.
Oh, I understand. Seth Rollins sat down with Cole. He, you know, basically said he's going to cancel the Kevin Owens show and prove that to the world he's still the man and take back his title. And, you know, he talks about just how Owens is just a cog in a machine, and he knows all about that. Solid little thing.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
Stephanie and just Rollins talked at one point. You know, she has some evil plan for him, it seems like. But we'll get why in a moment. So we had Kevin Owens come out with Chris Jericho in the ring. He noted Cole was terrible and Rollins was stupid. They call him stupid idiots. We kept adding people to the list. There's a stupid idiot chant, and Owen said, that's ironic that the fans chant that, and they think they're cool because they're actually stupid idiots. Then Owen brought up the idea of making Jericho the referee for his match against Seth Rollins at some point. Jericho said that their win over Enzo and Amore and Big Cass last week got him thinking maybe they should challenge the New Day for the Raw Tag Titles. Owen said, that sounded great, but Cesaro and Sheamus already had the tag title shot. Jericho said, Sheamus and Cesaro are best friends, we are. He said they could tag to be a tag team in the WWE Universal Champion at the same time. Owen said, it sounds like a lot of work, and he's allowed us to play, and Jericho said, it's not like I'm asking for a shot at your title.
Boys.
Fans chanted Y2J, and Jericho smirked at that. Owen said, agreed, yeah, we totally, team Chris, Kevin and Chris should be totally going after New Day. And the New Day came out. Kofi said they have the best friendship in WWE. New Day spoke about having a champion's huddle, and Jericho wasn't invited. So then Kofi made the list for that. Owen says New Day knows what they want, and if they weren't going to give it to them, they should just go away. Owen then accused them of putting the health of children around the world at risk by feeding them questionable cereal. He also said they jumped the shark about 7 months ago. Wood said they know they don't swim. He told Owen to look at himself and ask him, when was the last time he jumped over everything? Have you seen the man do a frog splash? Just saying. Owen told Jericho to put Woods back on the list, because Big E got put on the list, and so did Woods. So now he's on the list twice. Wood said they were going to watch Luke Cage, but if they want a match, then they have it. Wood said they'll never beat the WWE World Tag Team Champions. Good little setup.
Fun little moment. And there were shots taken. Severe shots taken.
Many shots taken. Backstage, Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson were there, where we had the beard discussion where Masterson had a beard. And Lindsay was like, wait, is that the dude from That 70s Show? I'm like, yeah. He didn't have a beard in the show. Yes, he did.
He did not.
He totally did. There's proof. Everyone out there.
And there's proof that he didn't.
But there's proof that he had a beard in That 70s Show.
I'm not denying that, but you're denying that he didn't have a beard.
No, I said he had a beard. He didn't have a beard, but I also said he had one. That was the whole point of our...
And I'm saying he didn't have a beard, but he also had a beard.
So I was right.
I was right.
No, I was right.
We were both right.
No, we're not both right.
We're both right.
I was totally right.
We were both right.
Anyway.
Don't make me change to the topic that we've been changing to.
No, we're not going to change. Go, no. Anyway, Masterson took the list and started reading off some things, including losing the Fandango WrestleMania. Jericho denied that last one. Kutcher said he and Masterson are brothers, but he had questions about Owens and Jericho. Jericho said they could be Siamese twins, and Owens said that the 70s show would have been better with him and Jericho. Owens walked away, and Kutcher said he and Masterson will be watching the match with the New Day. And they were great on commentary during the match. They seemed really into it.
I think Kutcher's a huge wrestling fan, isn't he?
I think they both are, so that's always good. That always helps.
It's always nice when they get celebrities who are into the product.
Like, Kutcher may not watch all the time, but he at least knows stuff. Because I was watching an episode of Punk from years ago, and it's like, he's big. He was a wrestling fan, and he's always been one. So, he at least knows what's going on. Anyway, Seth Rollins eventually shows up, and it caused a little bit of a distraction when Rollins headed to ringside. New Day hit the midnight hour on Jericho, and New Day beat Team Owens and Jericho. And then Rollins hit a pedigree on Jericho while Owens stood on the stage. So, good stuff.
Awesome stuff.
Oh, and we should mention the stuff with Stephanie and Rollins. Rollins said Triple H made the second worst decision of his life when he stabbed him in the back. Steph bit and asked what the worst decision was, and that's when Triple H married her.
Really, Seth? Really? Really? He gonna come back and he gonna beat you?
But the main thing of this show tonight, Charlotte is no longer the women's champion. And Sasha Banks is.
And the women main evented Raw.
They did. That was
epic.
And you know, speaking of women, I think we have two women on a special edition of The Rack tomorrow.
We do. That's right. The day is here. Tomorrow at noon, the very special episode of The Rack with the Bella Twins drops. So you don't want to miss it. It'll be right here on WildTalkRadio.com. So watch the Twitters, the Facebooks, the Tumblrs, Instagrams, all that stuff, RackRadioShow.com, Rack Radio Show, search it, find it, it'll be out at noon. We're going to be shameless about this, so I'm sure you'll be able to find it.
Multiple plugs ongoing, because it's the Bella Twins on the Rack, special edition, as she said, available at noon. Search Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, all the places, rackradioshow.com. It'll be available for your listening ears. Then, The Rack Extra Total Bella Season 1, Episode 1 will be available Thursday afternoon. We'll recap everything that goes down in Total Bella's Season 1, Episode 1. And then following that, it's The Rack, Thursday, 10 p.m.
We're just taking over this week. It's like The Rack Takeover. But yes, Thursday, we are talking news, we're talking NXT, we're talking No Mercy, because that's coming up. Yay! So it's The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. If you missed our interview with TNA Hall of Famer Gail Kim, check it out. It's available on the archives of WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
You can also get it at YouTube.com/RackRadioShow, which the Bella Twin interview will be there as well. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, and the unusual. The CB Radio party election opening statements will take place. Don't want to miss it. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Coming soon, the way to vote who you want to be the winner of the CB Radio party, who you want to be the president.
Whether it's, is Rob running?
It's Rob versus Subway versus Jobber.
Oh, okay. Got to vote for the hometown boy.
There you go. CBRadioLive.com. Anyway, Sunday, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein. Happy birthday, Tim.
Yes, happy birthday, Tim. May you have the Canadian equivalent of cake.
Whatever that may be. It might be a sponge, something or other. Anyway, Russell Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping WWE New Mercy with Tim, Heartbreak Mike, and the Omega. We'll be back next Monday, Raw Punch Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lins Ward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D. And go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at pants.net/Lins Ward, same as the Twitters. All right, well, apparently I'm closing the show. So, for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Raw Post Show right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you tomorrow with the Bella Twins at noon. You don't want to miss it. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.